This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Travel day for the Boston Red Sox. Yankees in town tomorrow night. What do we got, 15 left, Wiggy?
15 left. And Sean, it looks good. Looks like he's going to win his bet. Who'd you bet with over and unders? Wasn't it Baseball Brett?
No, that was last year that I had bet the under with Baseball Brett, lost. But this year, no, I bet on the Sox beginning of the season to win 90 games. Yeah, I'm getting close.
You are getting close.
Yep.
You are indeed getting close. And the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy coming up at 9 on this morning's show. This is Brian from Ohio. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Greg. First of all, I want to start off by saying I'm an expat. I'm 58. I lived in Boston like most of my life. And I want to say that, you know, I'm calling you out. I texted earlier, called you and Curtis hypocrites. And I stand by that because, you know, the rhetoric that you're asking people to tone down, mainly liberals, Democrats, right, has been spewed by our president since he came into the political scene.
No,
I
said both sides should stop. Did you not hear me? Like how many times can I say it?
I heard you.
Okay.
And it, you know, just because you know.
So
if you let me make my point instead of shouting over me.
What's the point?
The point is that, yes, it's both sides. But when you and Curtis, who definitely lean to the right or whatever, sort of excuse Trump, and, yeah, people call him Nazis, a Nazi, but like...
Oh, yeah, people call him Nazis.
Before that, and yeah. Yeah.
Right. So Brian, wait a second, Brian. Brian, hold on. You just spoke for a minute and a half. Brian, you just spoke for a minute and a half. So you're a liberal, right?
You lean left.
What does that have to do with this conversation? Well,
you just stipulated about us in this conversation. Right. So I'm asking you.
So, yeah.
You're right, I do. Yeah. Go ahead, Curtis.
Why was that so hard to answer, Brian?
Because I feel like you're just going to twist the way you view my commentary.
Wait. So you just were twisting the way we view the commentary and saying that we were the problems and we were hypocrites and you didn't want to say your political ideology for fear that we would do the same to you. So who's doing this from an honest perspective?
Why are we normalizing all the stuff that Trump says all the time? Why are we normalizing?
Who said that Donald Trump was an existential threat? Who said that?
Who said that Democrats were the enemy of the state?
Okay.
Who said that?
Brian, what I said that if you listen to my lead, I didn't talk about ideology. I said that what America's bedrock is that we are free to disagree and that we are all in the Constitution working to form a more perfect union, meaning we always have room to grow, and that I am saddened by the assassination of Charlie Kirk because he was one of few people on either side that engaged freely in an honest, respectful debate about our biggest topics with people while at college that almost always ended with the parties feeling closer than when they began, and that we need more of that in America if we want to reach our goal of coming together as opposed to polarizing. So it had nothing to do with Chuck Schumer, Donald Trump, Liz Warren, J.D. Vance, none of that. I was talking about what he represented and how saddened I am that that person who did his very best to understand those and listen to those that disagreed with him is no longer able to do that.
And also, by the way, Brian, if the same thing had occurred as it did yesterday in broad daylight to a liberal commentator, I would be just as outraged and bothered by it. No one in this country should be executed for their political views. No one. So
no, I agree with all that. And honestly, Curtis, right. I agree with most everything you just said. I just want to say, and I find you guys ridiculously entertaining. I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
Just want to say that. I'm sorry that we've our discussion boiled down to this.
No, I think it's
great. So I'm a loyal listener. I'm just saying, like, when you lead the show, okay, when you lead the show and say this is, like, the worst day since September 11th, that is at least overstated.
I mean, come on.
Kids are gunned down every other day.
Curtis didn't say that. I said that it was that when talking about my lead was about September 11th, and in talking about the fact that this country, I think that was the last time that this country was not divided, and that it is, it's what happened yesterday is an awful day. What happened in Minnesota, where two lawmakers who were trying to do their job were shot, is an awful thing. All those things are awful. You're trying to pick at, because the opinion is not the same as yours, you're trying to pick at it, and it's the problem that goes on here. Like, I respect you. I respect your opinion. You sound like a smart guy. You and I could disagree and then go get a sandwich together. I love sandwiches.
We can definitely disagree.
Yeah.
We'll make sure there's a sandwich, though, because he really wants a sandwich.
I love sandwiches, man.
Brian,
I miss all the sandwiches back in Boston.
Brian, we miss you here.
Yeah.
I mean,
see? Politics, man.
But if you don't talk about it, then it's never going to be worked out.
Like, yeah, but I get what you're saying, but people are so, when it comes to their beliefs, you know, politically or religious beliefs, they are like embedded. There is no changing it is very difficult to change somebody on their political or religious beliefs. You know, it is so difficult. And then it gets to a point where people get frustrated because they don't have the capacity or they are not willing to maybe go, maybe I was wrong about that.
But I don't necessarily feel like just because somebody is out there and has chosen a job to speak about their political beliefs and to have these open arguments with people that may think differently, that doesn't change my belief. Like, if I feel so strongly about something, like, I can listen to Charlie Kirk have all of these arguments and I don't walk away from those videos feeling like he's trying to change my opinion. Maybe he is, but it's not changing my opinion.
Right. No.
Like, I find it interesting to hear people's other side.
Right. No, that is interesting. But when the other side is wrong and you still can't, when the other side is showing you that you're wrong and you still can't change your opinion, it's like this thing I was watching with Candace Owens, right? And we all know Candace Owens. And there's this dude, Jason Lee, who has a show called Hollywood Unlocked.
I hope it was related to Pat's Dolphins.
No, it's not. Okay. And it'll be super quick. Okay. And they were talking, and Candace Owens was talking about transgender and basically said to him, you were upset when Rachel Dolezal came out and said she was a black woman. And he was like, yeah, because that's wrong. And Candace Owens' point was, well, what's the difference between a man going, I feel like a woman? And Jason Lee fought that point and could not understand how she was making the comparison where they're both the same thing, but yet one person you wanted to crucify because she said she felt like she was a black woman, and the other person you're like, well, that's the way they feel, where they feel like they're a woman inside and want to, they're a man, a woman inside but they were men. And he could not see that.
Yeah, I just think that it's okay. And there are people who think that I'm an absolute idiot and I'm wrong for all my beliefs. And I don't necessarily think people are idiots for their beliefs. I just feel differently than them. I'm never going to call somebody an idiot for it. I just feel like it is. That's the best part of America, is that there was a point in time where we all had different beliefs and it was okay. And it's just not anymore. And I, honestly, politics, because I've already seen in the Twitch as soon as I started this morning, people saying, Courtney doesn't know politics. Just sit this one out. My dad was a politician my entire life. I grew up in a political household. And I grew up watching my parents have discussions with other people who felt differently, voted differently than them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes internally in my house, they voted differently, my mom and dad. And we all still loved each other, and we were able to have conversations and walk away from that. And that's how I was brought up.
And that's
how
a
I feel.
Stupid saying right there. You don't have to know politics to know the difference between what is right and wrong, or where you stand on your beliefs. Like that. Like that's the problem with some people who get involved in political talk. They feel like they're smarter than you and go, well, you don't know this. Like, okay, I have an opinion about race. I have an opinion about people's gender and sexuality. I don't need to know politics to give my opinion on that.
Well, here's a texter who says, the issue I have with you, Greg, and I love you. Thank you. I love you, too. Is that you brought up Chris Murphy. Yes, because we are talking about what happened yesterday. And so if there's, God forbid, there's something that happens tomorrow, mm-hmm. and the shooter is, shoots somebody who is of a different political party than Charlie Kirk, then I will bring up rhetoric that if that is what had occurred the day before, that might have caused it. Like my issue with Chris Murphy or others, and again, it's on both sides. My issue is that this is an election happened. And they happen every 4 years. There's another one that's going to happen in 2028. And so to tell people who may be troubled that that we have a dictator, there's going to be martial law, there's going to be, this guy is Hitler, whatever side you're on, when you're saying things like that, there are people who take it to heart and mm-hmm. become radicalized right. and think they're justified. You brought up Martin Luther King. There are people, you just,
right.
it's just.
I would also say this, and I feel bad, like, if Courtney's dad ever really wanted to re-engage politically, given the swinger talk that we've right. had.
Well, the Winnie the Pooh stuff is going to hurt him.
Like, I feel like. That would really be damaging.
I don't know, it makes him more of a common man, doesn't it?
Yeah, no.
It does. It actually does.
No,
I just like the,
yeah,
everybody
no, I think
else.
We've ruined that for him. Yeah. He would never want to go back anymore.
Well, when he was in office, he probably paid a lot of attention to the swing states.
If you are new to the show, my parents are not swingers. Never have been. I made the mistake very early on this show to say that I found out later in life that there were a lot of swingers in the neighborhood I grew up in.
Greg, A plus.
All right. Now we're way behind.
Oh, dear. Uh-oh.
But sometimes these things are important because if you don't talk about them,
right.
nothing changes.
You got to talk about it.
And LB, RIP, nothing changes.
Nothing changes if nothing changes. That's what LB would say.
Right.
Spot on. All right. So we'll continue the news coming up. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox dropped the final with the Athletics 5-4 with an A's walk-off off of Aroldis Chapman. Peyton Tolley only went two innings, giving up two runs on three hits while striking out two. Tolley talked about his disappointing outing from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I thought... It was obviously disappointing. You know, I'd never want to go out there and have that, you know. But I thought I, attacked the zone better. Obviously there's not the location of pitches is not where I wanted them. Cutter ran over the middle of the plate and then can't paint a more middle fastball, I don't think. To just mistakes and, they capitalize on them and... Just kind of have to be better. Got to know where I excel with my pitches, and next week, next outing, whenever that may be, is just got to work on that and hammer that in this week.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. The guys are off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow.
That Chapman hitless streak, pretty impressive.
Right? Yeah.
50 consecutive batters.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very impressive. Very
and
impressive.
Good news for Papelbon. Looks like that record will remain intact, the lowest ERA of the bullpen.
Over to the NFL, Mike Vrabel announced that defensive coordinator Terrell Williams will be taking some time away from the team ahead of the Pats' Week 2 matchup with the Dolphins. Vrabel said that Williams' current situation is not related to a non-disclosed medical situation he suffered back in March. And when it comes to practice yesterday, some did not participate: Christian Gonzalez, Harold Landry, Morgan Moses, and Keon White. Brock Purdy's toe and left shoulder injuries make it look like he will be sidelined for the 49ers game with the Saints in Week 2. So all signs point to Mac Jones this weekend. We've got Thursday Night Football tonight. Commanders at Packers, 8:15 kickoff. And for the boomers in this room, Greg, it is not on in our area when it comes to cable, so you got to watch on Prime Video.
I am locked down on Prime. Okay. I watch a lot of things on Prime, so I am all set. I figured that out last season, so I love that. Game there.
New TV show on Prime right now, if I may, came out yesterday. It's called The Girlfriend, kind of like a psychological thriller of sorts.
Okay.
I watched episode one. Very good.
You know what I've been watching?
I'll do this in the Charlie Brown teacher voice. Curtis, did you do your homework last night?
No, I was at an event for the company.
Okay.
I will. Today you have my word. I will be up watching football solo, so I will watch that as well.
Curtis, right. You know what I've been watching? The Paper.
The Paper?
Yeah.
I heard it's pretty good.
What's that?
That's the spinoff Office thing.
Oh, what is the streaming service?
Peacock.
I don't know. I told you. But I do have live TV in my room now.
Yep.
Oh, appreciate it, my man David out there. If you need a hookup, let me know.
Who is he?
My man DB.
Does he own his own step stool?
Yes, he'll come in and take care of you.
Does he do the AC as well?
I don't think he does the AC.
He just shows up and fixes the cable.
Yeah, I don't think he does the AC. But I've been watching The Paper, so...
I was going to tell Santo he should be concerned that the people that arrived had Courtney stepping on the step stool. I didn't know why that was.
No, they'll be back today at 1. Step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Charlie McAvoy. So change your lettuce, change your life with a free hair loss consultation. 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. We've got more news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Tomorrow on this show, on a Patriots Friday, Pop Douglas will join us at 7:30 and beat the geek. Scheim already lost week one to Brittany, the food influencer. And now it is the color swatch influencer.
Yes.
Who joins us tomorrow morning to see how she can do up against the sharp that we have here in the room.
I'm excited about Beat the Geek, but I'm more excited about to see the color thing, how she does that.
Yeah, we like to call her Sugar Shane.
Sugar Shane?
Sugar Shane.
I want to see what she says is my preferred color.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting.
Yeah. She tells you, like, certain colors will make your wrinkles pop more, so you want to stay away from those.
But I don't have many wrinkles, though.
No, you really don't. Okay.
I think a lot of people would venture to guess they know your preferred color.
My preferred color? I don't really have a preferred color. Oh.
I mean,
I'm more like a color person.
I would say you wear mostly like team merch gear.
Yeah, sports hoodies.
Is what you wear.
Yeah, I wear hoodies. I wear sports hoodies.
But
no
particular color choice.
No.
She may tell you that you look best in like a mauve or something like that.
I'd be like, what the hell is a mauve?
Like maybe a periwinkle.
Speak to me like I'm a 4-year-old.
Yes, that's what.
What color is mauve? So, is that like green, blue?
Ooh, do you think she'll be picking based on jersey colors?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's how, because that's what she does for work, and because Courtney overpaid for it, maybe she will pick her teams based on the jersey colors, maybe.
Right now, somebody's grinding their way through med school to try and figure out a way to support their family, while she lives at Echelon saying someone's got a soft green.
She's crushing it.
And she makes $200,000 a year.
She's crushing.
I mean, literally, because there's always a Courtney out there.
Right. Yep. God bless America.
Oh, so my best color is beige? Yeah, okay, fine. $5,000 What a
problem.
All right.
Anyway, let's get back to the rest of today's news.
Well, and I hate to do it, but there's more sad news. Around here, a 17-year-old student was stabbed in Boston Madison Park Technical Vocation High School yesterday afternoon. It happened around noon in Roxbury. Officials say the teenage boy suffered a minor non-life-threatening injury. No arrests have been made at the moment. Here's one student, Jaden Perez, on BZ.
Everybody's just going crazy and everybody's just yelling and everybody's doing everything. Everybody, all the teachers are just flying everywhere, telling everybody to get into classrooms, and everybody's just asking what happened.
Wild.
Crazy.
MP.
Scary.
Played a lot of football and basketball games there.
Yeah.
They had a good basketball team.
Were you all state? Oh, you were all state catcher.
Mm-hmm.
All city.
I was good in basketball too, though.
Yeah. You were big.
I was,
no offense.
No, I was big. I was big, like, as a freshman in high school. But Madison Park had some good football and they had some good basketball.
This story has a crazy video that goes along with it. Mitch has it for those watching on Twitch or YouTube. But police in Malden are asking for help tracking down two men who stole a Rolex from Peroni's Jewelry on Monday. So if you can't watch right now, this is how it goes down. One guy is distracting the employee by asking questions while the second removes the Rolex from its box, which was sitting on the counter as they were looking at it, asking questions, and puts it in his pocket. After leaving the jeweler, the men went down Eastern Ave towards Hillside Ave and entered a car to get away. But it seems like these two were in cahoots, walked in, pretended like they were in there to buy the Rolex, were looking at it. One was the distractor, the other one was the pocketer.
All right.
So,
really,
you don't have to steal one. You can win one at that wine, watches, wheels, and widescreens this year. So that event is back to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation and Ernie Bach's charity, Music Drives Us. And so we'll be out at Ernie's shack for wine, watches, wheels, and widescreens. We're giving away a full install on the... I'm going to try to win this, honestly,
because
I'm really sick and tired of being ridiculed about the size of my television. I've had it.
Yeah.
The size shaming on my TV. But we're giving, somebody's going to, not only one person will go home with a Rolex, somebody will go home with wine from Ernie's wine collection, and somebody's going to go home with a full install on a gigantic widescreen.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Have you seen the Rolex yet?
Yeah, it's beautiful. So, anyway.
Who was it at spring training that Greg was comparing Rolexes with?
Was it
Tristan Cassis?
It might have been Tristan Cassis.
Yeah, you might be right.
He brought it up. I didn't bring it up. It was, he commented on my watch.
Yeah. It's like, I like the ocean pearl white presidential. I mean,
douche on douche crime right there.
It looks like a legit Rolex. It looks real, don't you think? Yeah, I got it in
New York. Why would you buy a real one
in New York
anyways?
For $10? I mean, it looks real, don't you think?
Foleys are the best, man. Everybody's wearing fake jewelry nowadays. You don't know the difference. And if they rob you, so what? You're out a couple $100.
They don't make this baby anymore, Yacht Master.
Oh, is that what that is?
Value is skyrocketing.
It's called the Yacht Master.
Yes, it is.
That is even douchey for a Rolex.
Okay. I love it. This story has me upset. CEO RDT has been fired by the board of directors of Market Basket. That happened yesterday. The two sides went to mediation last week in Delaware to try and end the struggle for control, but failed to resolve their issue. So RDT, beloved, one of the best guys going, is out there. Two of his children who, I mean, the Demoulises are loaded. Two of their kids never have to work a day in their life. Two of their kids have grinded at Market Basket, have worked there since we were in, I don't know, high school, middle school, and continue to work there now. It's just, it's so crazy to watch families and the greed that grows within them, and the splits that, I mean, it's a tale as old as time, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it
money,
is.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah. But RDT has been so good to those workers at that store. So
this kind of thing happens between Curtis and his sister over who's going to inherit the wealth of his father.
Yep.
We don't talk about it much on the show, but
it's that's probably the best rivalry in Boston right now.
The Curtis, like the Jackson family. The brother and Jackson fighting over the home.
We don't talk about that enough. You know? I mean, the Jackson family dynamic, the split there.
You talking about the Michael Jackson family? Or
no. Jackson.
Jackson.
Oh, you
mean,
were
house.
You here the day that he talked about the fact that his brother basically kicked him out?
Yes.
Terrible.
And they gave the house to the brother?
Yeah.
How's Jackson's search for a place?
I don't know if he's found one. He's shaking his head. He hasn't found a place to live yet.
I didn't know why there was a sleeping bag in Ken's office.
Jay Gonzalez Diaz, a passenger aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, tossed himself overboard into the open sea off Puerto Rico during an alleged attempt to avoid paying a $16,000 gambling debt he racked up over his vacation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, and he lived?
He lived in someone passing by on a jet ski. Now, I don't know if they were in cahoots, but someone was passing by on a jet ski, scooped him, brought him to shore. He was later tracked down by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers near the Puerto Rico capital. He was apprehended while carrying two phones, five IDs, and $14,600 in cash.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's a gangster move. As he gets close to the shore, he hits up his buddy.
Yeah.
Like, man, I got a debt. Get the jet ski.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
Jump off the boat.
Residents in Newton are angry about a new traffic light. The light is located at the intersection of Needham and Chalamont. Chalamont?
Sounds good.
Chalamont. Chalamont, like Timothy Chalamet.
I don't know the spelling. I don't know the
Chalemont.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Streets. It's supposed to ease congestion, but residents are saying it's doing quite the opposite.
Oh.
We can hear from one commuter speaking to BZ.
It's an absolute nightmare. Anytime you have to come up and down this road to visit clients or cold calls or even just do shopping, you'll sit here forever waiting to get out.
I love this next freaking story. So a man in Nashville has gone viral on social media because he posted a video after he hired a mariachi band to play while his ex was moving out. His ex was a cheater. He found out about it, said, kicked him out of their house, uh-huh. and hired a mariachi band to play as he was packing all up right. to move out. We have some audio of this going on as you watch.
Pretty good.
It's really good.
A lot of money to spend, though, just to get back at an ex. But there are people who like to do that, I
yes,
guess.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Would? Yeah.
That's classic right there.
Yeah.
All right.
We have a dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day yesterday.
So, you know, what is it? One out of every two marriages ends in a divorce?
Yes.
There's a million reasons, I'm sure. I have never seen this. A couple filed for divorce after 2 years of marriage because they had a child and they couldn't agree on a name.
We were just talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
On the show about odd names for children.
And your friend stole your name.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they couldn't come to an agreement on the name of their kid and they got divorced over it?
So my question on this is like, there are like planning a wedding, right? What are the past hors d'oeuvres going to be? How many people are we inviting? What's the seating? Like, there's a lot of areas that you could be disagreeable on.
Yeah.
Yet they found a way to get married, but neither budged. They both insisted that their name be used. And in the end, they were divorced in Shanghai, China.
Mm. Oh. Well, the name is very, very big. It's a big deal. And so for guys, if it's a boy, they feel like the guy feels like, all right, I have to have first dibs on the name. Where
really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't care with either. I had a daughter first, Julia. Mm-hmm. I did with my son. To me, it was fun trying to figure out what the name would
for
be.
Me. With my firstborn, my son, he was gonna be Jermaine Jr. No matter what.
Right.
So I was.
Who's Jermaine Sr.?
I am.
Oh.
I mean, no offense, but very narcissistic on your part.
So what? That was my legacy.
You own the narcissism?
Yeah, I own it because...
Your legacy was in the snow, my man.
No.
Do you think if he has a son one day, he will name Jermaine as well?
See, maybe he don't. Maybe, you know, it's up to him. I think it was more for me because I never had a dad. So I was like, all right, the first son, and I told my wife, Jermaine Jr., that's it. No...
You said that's it?
That's it.
Well, she had to push him out.
I get that. Sando's a third. Yeah. So one day if I ever have a son, I'll have a fourth.
The daughter, I said, my daughter, whatever you feel you want, we'll name her whatever. If you have a name that you like, my daughter, fine. And then my next son, we were like, all right, well, you know, whatever's good, we can agree on it. I got no big issues. But my first son, I was like, Jermaine Jr., and I'm not budging on that. For nothing.
Texter, and I so appreciate this. Listen to the old show on AAF and is absolutely correct. I got the name Julia from Party of Five, which I was addicted to watching at the time when it was on television.
That is so great show.
And it's a classic
name. All-time great show. What?
It's a classic name, too.
All-time great television program.
Like, you didn't pick a crazy name.
No.
Right. You picked a very good, classic, strong name.
All-time great?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Greg.
Right up there with Laguna Beach and the Hills. Top three greatest television dramas in history.
That's always the interesting thing as a kid.
In Outer Banks.
In Outer Banks, yes.
To know where their name came from.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was a huge fan of Party of Five.
Right. Yeah, I heard the name. I like the name.
My mother was a huge fan of the Jackson Five. That's why I'm Jermaine.
Yeah. When Julia said it, they're like, wait, your mother was? No, my dad was a big fan.
Probably somewhat embarrassing for her. All right. Is that the news?
That's the news.
That's the news. We will be right back. And the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy this week coming up at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Coming up, the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy at 9, so 10 minutes away, and then Hill Notes. You have plenty of time to leave a voice note for us on whatever is on your mind today, whether we have discussed it or have not, and you can do that on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back. Coming up at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. Right now, though, time for the Miller Lite Legendary Moment of the Week, and that is brought to you by Miller Lite. Legendary stories start with a light, and here is to 50 years of Miller time.
It's time for Legendary Moments.
Get the duck boats ready!
Hosted by our legend.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
And presented by Miller Lite, the legendary light beer. Because legendary stories start with a light. Celebrating 50 years of Miller time with our five decades old OG, Greg Hill, on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Time, I believe I told you to take the five decades old part out.
I don't think
you ever
said
to
take it out.
Could you do that for next week, please, if you could?
Maybe.
I'm trying to appeal to a younger demographic.
I mean, at least it's not six decades.
I'm trying to get the youngs to listen to the show. If you could remove that, please.
That's why Courtney's here, though.
Listening, they might think I'm in my mid-30s or something like that.
I don't know about that.
Your biological clock's approaching 100.
Of course, today is September 11th, and 24 years ago, you were playing, and the NFL did something that had never been done before and postponed football for a full week.
Yeah. I remember that time because there was like this, you know, big thing that we were wondering as players, like, are we going to play? Are we not going to play? Should we play? Should we not play? You know,
what did you think? Did you want to play? Or did
I think we were like kind of like torn. We were back and forth. We were like, we don't want these horrific terrorists to like change who we are by postponing and
what they did,
right,
affecting what you did, and
right,
what the country
and taken
did,
away from what gives joy to so many people every Sunday. But then there was also like, well, you know, we want to be able to, you know, obviously remember all the people that were lost. And the crazy thing about it was, so it did get postponed, and for me and I think our team, it was, Greg, you had said it, not only did it bring the country close together, it brought like the football world close together, and it brought our team even closer together because of Joe Andruzzi.
I was going to say his brothers were firefighters in New York City.
And so they were there. They were at Ground Zero. They were part of that. And that was like the first time, if I remember correctly, that we came out as a team with Joe, and I believe his brothers also ran out with us as well. And just to be like connected, you know, obviously because of this tragedy, but to be connected and to be all like, you know, we're in it together and that kind of thing.
Can I ask a question? Because I was in fourth grade when 9/11 happened. Was the postponing because of out of respect, or was it also a security issue?
I think it was mostly out of respect.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, because it was on a Tuesday, and you could have gotten it ready for the weekend, but they stopped. I mean, I was at that game, Wiggs, and we all think about it as the Mo Lewis game, but my memory, and I've tried to find it, Greg, I'm going to keep looking for it, but I still get goosebumps because the Patriots were 0-1. Nobody had that high hopes for that team. It was the last year in that building, and everybody had We Love New York. I think the Patriots had FDNY hats on and the Jets there. And right before the anthem, the PA announcer said, at the orders of the President of the United States, we are returning the flag to full mast. And they rose the flag from half mast. I get goosebumps just talking about it.
I do too.
And it was just the ovation at Foxborough Stadium. It was deaf because everybody was waiting to cheer for something. It had been a week and a half of hell, like legitimate hell. And you're finally, it was this gorgeous fall day in Foxborough. And when he said that, it was like, we can breathe. We can watch football. It was the first thing that felt normal for a week and a half when that happened. And then the game was dull as a, you know,
yeah,
obviously.
It was. But they should make a movie out of that season.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you think about all that stuff that happened where Robert Kraft says, we are all Patriots.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get to see it.
No.
But the U2 halftime show,
I heard, was tremendous.
With the names of those who lost their lives on September 11th was, again, like you talk about goosebumps and chills. It was, to me, it stands out as the most moving Super Bowl halftime performance ever.
Right. And that's why I say it's like, you know, to be part of that team and obviously that season and all the things that transpired, but, you know, to be on the Patriots, right? You know, the team name represents, you know, what it meant to represent this country and, you know, all that cool stuff that comes with it, just to be part of it. It's like you couldn't have made up a movie script like it.
How crazy is it, too, just looking at this show in particular? Like, Greg was on air when 9/11 happened. Wiggy practice when the planes hit the building?
Day off.
No, it was the day off.
Okay,
Tuesday. I had no clue.
Okay, so then you're sleeping in.
Sleeping in, yep.
Curtis is in college.
Senior in high school.
A senior in high school, and then Shyam and I are in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Like, to see just how much it's stuck with everybody, and I said it last year, but it rings true. It's probably the earliest solid memory I have of my childhood, which is sad, but also it is when I lost my innocence because I believed that whoever was in charge I asked my parents if they got the guys because in my mind, nobody was going to lose their life while destructing everything else. I thought that the people must have parachuted out of the planes before they hit the building. Like, it really was the first time that I realized that there was evil in the world moving forward in fourth grade. But I remember the whole entire day just so clearly.
And we didn't have back then, and Greg probably dealt with it the same way, we didn't have the technology that you had. So, like, I remember getting a call, or my wife got a call, and, like, what's going on? And they're like, did you see this? And so the news wasn't like how it is now. When something happens, you know, everybody knows about it. So you're like, what's going on? What happened? And then, you know, and Greg's probably trying to do a show where he's trying to get as much information out there, but it's coming in like pieces.
We stayed on for the entire day, all the way up until 7 p.m., and we stopped playing commercials.
Wow.
Which, for this industry, is it means it was very important.
Yeah.
They always play commercials.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
we do provide free entertainment, so I think that's a fair trade-off.
Right. No tariffs. Oop, don't include that. I always want to bring this up because my physics teacher was such a dink, Stuart Pearson. He held class that midday on 9/11 as the towers had literally just fell. And the great Adam Green, a very quiet boy, stood up and said, "This is a matter of national security. We're out of here." And we all left physics class. So I thought that was a good moment. But a million years, I never thought that America would be where we are now after 9/11. It felt like we were inseparable. Like, in the days that follow. I hate 9/11, but the September 12th was an amazing day. Like, what we were as a country, for people that don't remember it or didn't live it, it was unlike anything I've ever experienced. Yeah. Everybody was on the same side.
Yep.
And now, you know.
All right. Legendary moments are brought to you by Miller Lite. Legendary stories start with a light. Here's to 50 years of Miller Lite. And the Red Sox front office report is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.